Mr. Forbes, Reel 13. Now, how did you get back into civilian life? And you'd been in the army for 5-6 years.
Yeah, well, I could remember with my little knapsack thing and my new demob suit getting off the train at Tatebridge Station in Dundee and getting on the tram to go home, and I felt as if I was a non-entity now. I mean, if I'd been in the uniform, probably with my medal things on, ribbons on and something, somebody would have noticed me. You just felt as if you were back as a nondescript civilian. And, well, there wasn't a great deal of... My mother, of course, was delighted, and of course, I didn't have my father then. He was still busy in Edinburgh, demobbing his lot, and my sister was away, and my brother was now in the army in Hereford. So there was only my mother to receive me when I went in, so it was a bit of a flop, really.
Now, what were you going to do? I mean, you'd worked in the art department of apprentice.
Yeah, well, I went back there, and...
They kept your job for you?
I got started again in the art department, but the firm had filled up all the gaps left by the service people, and they were reluctant to be pushed out of their job and move them back. So what happened to me was I went back on the photo retouching and photo page organisation again, and it was a bit... I was very disappointed, so I went to the managing...
Why were you disappointed? I mean...
I was disappointed because they just didn't seem to want to move anybody, or even... I felt as if I could have done with a bit of training in lithograph or some of the new processes that were beginning to develop then. But I was so disappointed, I decided that I was going to get out somehow. And so I started, and I wrote to Dr. Allardyce, who was in Edinburgh in charge of rehabilitation education side of it. He was an education man. And the correspondence that developed between him and I was quite big. Until eventually he granted me a grant to go to Dundee College of Art for a 3-year course. And then...
So that would be... What year, when did you start? 46 or 47? Are you not sure?
Was the end of... Was it 45?
No.
Couldn't have been. It was 46. I came out... In 49. I finished the 3-year course in 49.
Right.
I can remember that.
And what were you studying at? What did you specialise in?
Drawing and painting and etching and a bit of design. You didn't get much design in that course. But.
And were you taking a degree or what were you taking?
A diploma of art was the degree that was given. And more than most of the men went into teaching at the end. But I didn't feel as if I were made a good teacher, so I didn't. And I went into commercial art then, and went to London. I got a very good reception from Rogers in Chancery Lane. And from then on, I graduated into comics and colour book jackets, things like that.
So just a working artist rather than a creative artist. You see, you were producing work to order.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Through an agent.
Did you enjoy your work?
Well, I loved it. I loved London. Of course, I got digs down in Kensington, in Kent. And I enjoyed travelling daily up on the train to Holborn and through the Bomb South to my agent every week. Really. I worked at the people who gave me lodgings had a little room that they gave me to work in, so I enjoyed it.
Now, had the war affected you in any way, mentally or physically, would you say? You know, your experience, either good or bad, would you say?
Well, I think I managed to survive intact. The only little wound I had was when I went up. Well, I never told you about that. I went up in a mine once. That was a fair bit of a go. I suddenly remembered that. The only thing I got, the mine was at the right hand side and it blew off the sprocket.
Where was this?
This is it's in the book somewhere. I don't know, but Sir John called me a sausage because I went up in the mine. That's it. And I had to stay with the tank for about 3 days until they brought up the spare sprocket and fitted it again.
So what exactly happened when you hit the mine?
Actually banged my head against the corner of the, and I had a wee wound, nothing much, got off very, very lightly there.
And that was in the Sherman?
That was in the Sherman.
What was it like when the explosion went off? How did it affect you inside?
Well, I didn't have any earphones on, so I got the full blast of it, quite an explosion, and I was completely bewildered. I didn't know what had happened, because I was just turning into this harbour place where we were thinking, and we were told that it had all been cleared, that the mines had all been lifted, but this one must have been one that they'd missed. So, and I think my fault was I took it too wide a turn. I went out too far. I should have stuck in the tracks of the vehicle in front, see?
And what about the rest of the crew? Were they all right?
Yeah. Nobody else was affected.
And then you stayed behind with it. Why was that?
Well, you just stayed with your vehicle, the driver. The crew went away in a truck someplace, and I was left to wait. As the driver was always the one who was more or less responsible for the vehicle.
And how long was it before the repair people came?
About 3 days, I think. But I wasn't far from the regiment. I mean, I was fed and everything.
And you don't know what country this was in?
I've got a funny feeling it was in Holland, someplace.
Right. Now, the reason we're on about this was because of physical and mental effects. Did that affect you after the war?
No. It was just like a bump in the head, just a little cut from the thing, that was all.
But did you have any mental effects after the war? No. I mean, you know, any nightmares or worries or...
I had to go and get my eyes cleaned out when I got hit with the itchy. That's the only, you wouldn't call it a wound, but Emma gave me eye baths and things, and there was dust from paint, the paint and that, and I'm not sure whether the paint, the white paint that the inside of the tank was painted with, the walls, whether there was any red in it or not, but I had sore eyes for quite a while, and I think mainly the soreness was caused by what the ammo gave me.
But they didn't have any after effects?
No.
And no mental effects at all?
No.
Now, do you still keep in touch with the Regimental Association, don't you? Is it important to you?
Well, I still go to the regimental dinners, and I've been to two of the South of the Border ones, because I like to meet some of these chaps, but they're all disappearing as well. Bill Logan, quite a lot of them are gone.
Is it still important to you, your links with the 5 and 4-4?
Yeah, I think it is. It's such a nice, a good regiment that you don't want to lose touch entirely. But I suppose I'll eventually fade when there was only 6 of us at the last dinner, and I suppose if they dwindle away altogether.
6 of the originals, do you mean? Or
yes.
Of the 1939.
Bill Scott, for instance, you have. He's a very open. He'll keep you going for a while.
Okay, thank you very much.